KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa has acknowledged that the party's electoral setback stems from the decline in public confidence.
The reasons for our electoral decline include the state of the economy, the crisis of unemployment, poor basic services, and deficiencies of capable, ethical, and responsive governance.
For the first time since the dawn of democracy, the ANC lost its outright majority in last year's polls. It resulted in the formation of the 10-party government of national unity. Delivering the party's January 8th statement in Khayelitsha yesterday, Ramaphosa said they plan to revive the party's weaker branches.
Our healing lies in accepting the depth of dysfunction in our structures and amongst our members and leadership. So this is a huge lesson for us.
And back home, a probe's underway into the cause of a North Coast crash that left one man dead. IPSS Medical Rescue rushed to the scene on the N2 near Zinkwazi yesterday, where it's believed a 35-year-old driver lost control of his car. Spokesperson Sam Merrick said it rolled multiple times before coming to a stop on its side.
Sadly, on arrival of paramedics, the driver and sole occupant of the vehicle was found to have sustained fatal injuries and was declared deceased on scene.
And in the US, at least 16 people are now known to have died in California's wildfires. Officials in Los Angeles are vowing to help communities rebuild destroyed homes. But some fires are just 15% contained and burning through thousands of acres of land. 22 people have been arrested across LA so far, and Nathan Hotchman says crime at a time of crisis won't be tolerated.
We're going to be investigating all looting, burglary, robbery, grand theft. We'll look at arson. We're going to look at anyone violating curfew orders. So we are going to enforce the law against the predators out there, while we give great support for the people who have suffered these tragedies.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. On the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for disruptive rainfall expected over the northern parts of KZN, except the northeastern parts, where it changes to a level 4 alert. It's likely to lead to flooded roads and settlements and damage to infrastructure. There's also an advisory for extremely uncomfortable conditions expected along the north coast, adjacent interior, and in the extreme northeastern parts of KZN today. Durban's a high of 25 degrees, Richards Bay 26, Pietermaritzburg 22, Ulundi 23, Margate, Newcastle and Ladysmith 24, 20 for Mooi River, 17 for Kokstad, and 18 for Underberg. In Durban beaches this morning, we've got 3-metre high swells with sunset at a minute past 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.